Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchiste with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says AI emerging as growth driver for India's economy. Center notifies draft rules for 4 new labor courts. 6 public feedback. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off Vande Bharat sleeper train between Kolkata and Guwahati soon. And government to levy additional excise duty on tobacco products from February 1. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is rapidly progressing towards becoming the world's third largest economy and artificial intelligence is emerging as a growth driver for the Indian economy. Addressing a special program under Skilling for AI Readiness in Rashtrapati Bhavan, she said that AI is not just a technology but an opportunity for positive change in India. She emphasized that AI will play a significant role in the country's GDP, employment and overall productivity in the coming decade.
डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को मजबूत कर रही है भारत को एआई ग्लोबल लीडर के रूप में स्थापित करने के लिए इंडिया एआई मिशन चलाया जा रहा है आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था के ग्रोथ ड्राइवर के रूप में उभर रहा है आने वाले दशक में देश के जीडीपी रोजगार और ओवरऑल प्रोडक्टिविटी में एआई का योगदान महत्वपूर्ण होगा देश का एआई टैलेंट पूल विकसित करने में डेटा साइंस एआई इंजीनियरिंग और डेटा एनालिटिक्स जैसे स्किल की प्रभावी भूमिका होगी
The president said the importance of AI is rapidly growing across various sectors and it has become essential for everyone to learn the technology. During the event, Ms. Murmu conferred AI certificates upon learners, including students and members of parliament, and launched the national awareness campaign named Skill the Nation Challenge, aimed at fostering economic self-reliance. The president expressed hope that the initiative would empower learners, enhancing their skills and preparing a future-ready workforce in the country. The center has notified draft rules for the 4 new labor courts. These labor courts are the Court on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Court 2020, the Court on Social Security 2020, and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Court 2020. The rules defines workers, wages, types of employment, gratuity, bonus and social security of workers including gig workers. This draft rules are open for public consultation and stakeholders have been invited to submit objections and suggestions within 45 days. The Labour Ministry had announced the implementation of these 4 new courts on 21st November last year to simplify and streamline the decades-old labour laws in the country. According to the ministry, the new labor courts will ensure better wages, safety, social security and welfare for the country's workforce. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, he said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days.
प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी आगामी कुछ ही दिनों में इस रूट पर पहली वंदे भारत स्लीपर को इनॉग्रेट करेंगे फ्लैग ऑफ करेंगे ये रेलवे के लिए और देश के लिए और हमारे यात्रियों के लिए एक बहुत ही बड़ा माइलस्टोन है
February 1 as the date from which additional excise duty will be levied on tobacco products and a new cess on pan masala. The new levies will be over and above the GST rate and will replace the compensation cess which is currently being levied on such sin goods. From February 1, pan masala, cigarettes, tobacco and similar products will attract a GST rate of 40% while BDs will attract 18% GST. On top of this, a health and national security cess will be levied on pan masala, while tobacco and related products will attract additional excise duty. The move follows the parliament approval of 2 bills in December. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. Its policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today, in this special series, Year of Reforms, we bring to you how the year 2025 was a watershed year for Indian sports. A report.
The year 2025 emerged as a landmark year for Indian sports, a period defined not just by an unprecedented haul of international medals, but by the tangible success of a systematic overhaul in the nation's approach to athletics. In the financial year 2025-26, government made a record allocation of over 3,700 crore rupees to the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, reflecting its commitment to position sports as a cornerstone of youth empowerment and national aspiration. In 2025, Union Cabinet approved the National Sports Policy 2025, which laid out a bold roadmap to transform India into a global sporting powerhouse. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "Today, opportunities in sports are unlimited." He said, "Under the government, an ecosystem has been created in which even a child from the poorest of poor families can reach the pinnacle at a young age in sports with their talent."
आज खेलों में अवसर सीमित नहीं, असीमित अवसर है। आज देश में एक ऐसा इकोसिस्टम बना है जहां खिलाड़ियों का सिलेक्शन पहुंच के आधार पर नहीं, परिचय के आधार पर नहीं, पहचान के आधार पर नहीं, आज खेल को मैदान से लेकर के बाहर देखना हो का प्रतिभा के आधार पर होता है, प्रतिभा को महत्व दिया जाता है।
The year 2025 witnessed record-breaking achievements in sports across various fields and disciplines as athletes delivered significant performances. The nation's growing organizational and infrastructural capabilities also reflect in its securing the hosting rights for the 2030 Commonwealth Games with Ahmedabad as the host city. The year 2025 saw several groundbreaking initiatives for the athletes, reflecting the nation's commitment to fostering sporting excellence and inspiring future generations. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his New Year greetings to the nation, wishing the citizens a wonderful 2026. Mr. Modi expressed hope that the year would bring good health and prosperity with success and fulfillment in everyone's efforts. He prayed for peace and happiness in the society. Chief Executive Officer of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, today launched two versions of the national song Vande Mataram at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. These are the first two renditions from the proposed set of 25 musical versions to be presented by Akashvani as part of the 150th anniversary commemoration of the national song. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Dwivedi said that Vande Mataram is not just a song of the freedom movement, but a lasting symbol of national unity and integrity. He highlighted that the different musical renditions of the song will strengthen cultural diversity of the nation.
Vande Mataram was composed during our freedom struggle, and as part of the freedom struggle, it became not only a song, but a symbol of our independence movement. People adopted this song not only as a song, but also as a slogan, but also as a salutation.
One version of the song is Carnatic flavor, while the other is rendered in the Hindustani style. Akashvani Kohima invites applications for engagement of part-time correspondents for Chumukidima, Longlen, Meluri, Mon, Noklak, Perin, Peg, Shamator, Twensang, Tseminyu and Zinheboto districts. Necessary details and application performa can be accessed from www.newsonair.gov.in under the vacancies section. The last date for submission of application is tomorrow. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has predicted below normal rainfall across most of the country, including the northeast region, during the upcoming winter season from January to March 2026. Meanwhile, temperatures in the northeast states are likely to remain normal to above normal during this month. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. President Draupadi Murmu says AI emerging as growth driver for India's economy. Center notifies draft rules for four new labor courts, seeks public feedback. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off Vande Bharat sleeper train between Kolkata and Guwahati soon. And government to levy additional excise duty on tobacco products from February 1. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. And here's wishing all the listeners a happy new year. Good night.